even as monarchies have been consigned to ceremonial and decorative roles around the world over the last century, public fascination with royalty doesn't seem to let up at all. You might think of The Crown on Netflix, or Victoria on PBS's Masterpiece, or even the fact that that vaunted galaxy far, far away still had a princess at the center of the action. But there was a time when fascination with royalty had a lot to do with everyday life, and even identity. The music you're hearing captures the sadness of one population upon the loss of not just a princess, but through her death, an embodiment of what that population held as the core of who they were. The cantata number 198, the Trauer Oda, and its revealing cultural subtext is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, Classical Radio Boston. Every culture looks to particular people as guiding lights, those who help to define that culture's character. That was the case with a particular member of the royalty in Bach's day, and you'll hear about her, why she was cast in that role, and how all of that played into Bach's Cantata 198 later in the hour. And you can see a translation of the text of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you start at classicalwcrb.org. Parts of the Cantata 198 turned up later in another masterpiece by Bach, and here's another instance of the composer refashioning his own music. Originally written for the violin, here's Bach's Keyboard Concerto No. 7, played here by pianist Murray Pariah with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pianist Murray Pariah with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in Bach's Keyboard Concerto No. 7, a piece the composer originally wrote for violin. Here's a short piece Bach based on a chorale associated with the season of Lent. This is organist Gerhard Weinberger with Christ Who Has Made Us Blessed. At the Joachim Wagner Instrument in Trondheim, Norway, that's organist Gerhard Weinberger with Bach's prelude on the chorale Christ Who Has Made Us Blessed, a short piece written for the season of Lent and based on a hymn that Bach would also use in his St. John Passion. In Bach's time, the Protestant Reformation had pretty much settled the question of which religion would be the most prominent on a local basis in Leipzig. But on the larger geopolitical map, the struggle for dominance between Catholicism and Protestantism continued, which is why the passing of Christiane Eberhardina in 1727 was more than the loss of a public figure. As the wife of Augustus the Strong, the Elector of Saxony, she refused to follow her husband to Poland, where he converted to Catholicism in order to become the king there. She stayed in self-imposed exile, becoming, in the process, something of a cultural and Protestant icon. For a memorial service in Leipzig, Bach composed his cantata No. 198, Lass Fürsten, lass noch einen Strahl, with an opening text that translates as, Let, Princess, let one more beam shoot from Salem's starry heavens. It's a non-biblical ode for mourning, written by Johann Christoph Gottsched, a teacher at the local university. Capturing that sense of loss, the text continues, See with what floods of tears we surround your monument. Later, another chorus turns from mourning to celebrating who this woman was to her community, a fugue expressing multiple dimensions of her identity, from a great woman to exalted queen to nurturer of the faith. Come, last part of the cantata expresses what this princess has left as her legacy. The final chorus translating as, "She was the property of virtue, the delight and glory of her subjects, the foremost among queens." Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece when you start at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is a performance of the cantata 198 with soprano Joanne Lunn, alto Robin Blaze, tenor Gerd Turk, and bass Dominic Wirner. Masaaki Suzuki leads Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour.
Musstest allen Schmuck gewinnen, der deine Scheitel itzt verklärt. Nun trägst du vor des Lammes Throne, anstatt des Purpurs Eitelkeit, ein perlenreines Unschuldskleid. Spottest dir verlassen Krone. So weit dir volle weichste Strand, ihr Niester und die Warte fließet, so weit sich Helb und Mut ergießet, erhielt dich beides Stadt und so weit dir volle weichse Strand, hier Nieser und die Warte fließet, so weit sich Helm und Mut ergießet, erhebt die Stadt und Land, Stadt und Land, erhebt die Stadt. Kraftlos, starr und matt. Denn da es dich verloren hat, verliert es seiner Augen Weide. Thank you.
Bach's Cantata No. 198, Lass Fürsten, lass noch einen Strahl, or Let Princess, Let One More Beam, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan and their founder and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists included soprano Joanne Lunn, alto Robin Blaze, tenor Gerd Turk, and bass Dominic Werner. It's likely that this piece was only performed once during Bach's lifetime, at the memorial service for which it was written, honoring the Electress of Saxony Christiane Eberhardine. But ever the resourceful composer, the core components of this piece were turned into the musical scaffolding of the St. Mark Passion, a large-scale work that is likely the most substantial of Bach's pieces that apparently has not survived the centuries. Remember, you'll find more of the Bach Hour online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.